KSDP, 830 AM in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
Fiber Plus Internet is now available in Sandpoint and King Cove. GCI offers high-speed internet in your community at the same plans and pricing as in Anchorage. More information is available at gci.com/internet.
This is statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. State lawmakers are considering a new student loan repayment program to attract former Alaskans to return and serve as teachers and state workers. As Alaska Public Media's Eric Stone reports, it's an effort to address the state's struggle to hire key employees and stem the tide of out-migration.
The program outlined in House Bill 28 would pay off up to $24,000 in student debt for Alaskans who go out of state for college as an incentive to return home to work for the state or as a public school teacher. Juneau Democratic Representative Andy Story is the bill's sponsor.
These Alaskans typically have family here and a connection to this place and are more apt to stay long-term than new hires from another state.
Over the past 12 years, roughly 56,000 more Alaskans left the state than arrived. Our proposed loan repayment program would also be open to University of Alaska graduates who have lived out of state for at least a year. The repayments would be funded by $1 million from the state's Higher Education Fund each year. The three-year pilot program could support up to 125 yearly $8,000 grants. The bill had its first hearing on Monday. Terry Fagerstrom testified. She received state student loan assistance under a program active in the 1970s and 80s, and she said it provided an incentive to return home after going to college in the lower 48.
At the end of 5 years, I had a really good job, and I had great benefits. I had established my community. I had friends. I'd purchased a home, and I was vested, and I stayed here. So the way I look at it, for an $11,000 investment, the state of Alaska got a 31-year, very productive, highly educated employee. And I think that's a pretty good return on investment.
The bill is currently in the early stages of the legislative process. It'll have to clear the House Education Committee and the Finance Committee before advancing to a final House vote. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Eric Stone.
The Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race will now start in Fairbanks, not Willow, due to a lack of snow, race officials announced yesterday. The last-minute change follows alarms raised by some mushers over the weekend who said stretches of the trail were not safe for their teams. Andy Angstman is the musher representative on the Iditarod's board of directors. He says dozens of mushers called him with concerns.
I got lots of calls, texts, and emails from folks that had seen those videos and pictures from the Iron Dog, and they were very concerned about the welfare of themselves and breaking sleds and taking care of their dogs. But I talked to dozens of people over the weekend that were really, really worried.
This will be the fourth time in Iditarod history that mushers are leaving from Fairbanks. Teams last raced out of the interior city in 2017 due to poor trail conditions through the Alaska Range. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by
Matson, delivering the essentials for everyday life in the last frontier. Learn more at matson.com/Alaska.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. This is NPR.
You're listening to statewide news from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. A plan to install electric vehicle charging stations in the Alaska interior is on hold. That's because the Trump administration recently paused a $5 billion federal program intended to expand clean energy infrastructure. As Shelby Herbert reports for the Alaska Desk, electric vehicle users in the region are feeling the pinch.
Kirby Hobley is charging up his olive green electric Volvo at one of Fairbanks's only fast charging stations. Many electric vehicle or EV users elect to charge up at home, which can take many hours. High voltage, fast charging stations, like the one Hobley's car is plugged into, juice up the battery faster, but Hobley has to share that outlet with about 150 other EV users in town.
I really like my EV, but the infrastructure is not here for it. It makes it much more stressful to have it, but I don't want to go back to something that just like pollutes. I mean, like air.
Hobley's Volvo still pollutes, since most of the electricity from Fairbanks's grid comes from fossil fuels. But experts say an EV powered purely by electricity from a coal-fired power plant is still better for the environment than a car powered by gasoline. Many EV owners in the interior, like Hobley, are starved for a charge. Compared to gas stations, fast charging stations are scarce on the road system.
I mean, it's pretty bleak. Like the ones, whatever company they have at the Three Bears, like their fast chargers don't work. And there's been times like when I've had to get towed like to Anchorage because otherwise I would have been sitting there all night.
There's a plan to address that problem. The State Energy Authority and the Transportation Planning Organization for Fairbanks want to install almost 100 EV ports in Fairbanks and more up and down the Parks and Richardson highways, and that could have begun as early as this summer with $52 million in funding from the federal National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program, or NEVI. But in early February, the Trump administration put NEVI under review, effectively halting all of its new projects. Jackson Fox directs FAST, the Fairbanks Transportation Organization. He says the future of the Fairbanks end of the project has been thrown into uncertainty.
We're worried about whether or not we'll actually get a federal reimbursement for that work. So there's a lot of uncertainty, and we are waiting on further direction and guidance from our Federal Highway Division office in Alaska as to the risks moving forward.
That federal agency could not be reached in time for publication, but a memo dated February 6th said it's updating the program to align with current Department of Transportation priorities. Tim Leach is with Launch Alaska, one of the project's nonprofit partners, as well as an EV owner himself. He says, despite the uncertainty from the executive orders, this is an important moment to modernize the state.
You know, a lot of our folks here in Alaska are really interested in self-reliance. And so this is a topic that is near and dear to many, but we need to make sure that we have publicly available charging infrastructure to enable that consumer choice.
And he says, despite the infrastructure lag, Alaskan EV owners are saving money on fuel. And some are even running their homes off their cars.
When the grid goes down, and of course we have plenty of experience with that in this winter, you can then use your electric vehicle battery to sustain the loads in your home or perhaps the loads in your small business.
With the NEVI funding in question, the Fairbanks Charging Station project is in limbo. But Jackson Fox is holding on to hope and looking at other sources of funding. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Shelby Herbert.
This is Alaska Public Media.
And the world will be a better place.
Yeah, good morning, everybody out here in Southwest Alaska. It was a great little vacation we had, a little three-day weekend. A couple days were even clear. That bright object in the sky, that was really bothering me. I haven't seen it in so long, and I forgot to put my shades on. But oh well, you live and learn. And what else is new? Not a darn thing. I wasn't here Friday. I was really under the weather Friday, Saturday, and yesterday even. Today I'm pretty much back. No temperature or anything, but it wasn't the flu, I don't think. I don't know what it was, but it kept going on and going on. And thank goodness I'm getting better now, and I hope you all don't get it. And it doesn't make this any less paradisical. Is that how you say it? This is paradise. Illness doesn't cease that or change that. Anyway, let's start out with some Dolly Parton with Starting Over Again. Then Kitty Wells, the first country western female star. Broken Marriage Vows, and then The Highwaymen with American Remains.
Mama moved out, Daddy sold the house. They split up the money and went on their way. And all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Mommy and Daddy back together again. Starting over again, where should they begin? 'Cause they've never been out on their own. Starting over again, where do you begin? When your dreams are all shattered and the kids are all grown and the whole world cries. Got an apartment, she moved in with her sisters. He's scheming big deals with one of his friends while she sits at home just sorting out pieces of leftover memories from 30-odd years. Starting over again, where do you begin? When you've never been out on your own. Starting over again, never any end. Together again.
vows that were forgotten, you are just recalling them. Mary's vow forgotten is a debt you have to pay, for I realize I can never want you now. I thought at first I couldn't live without you being around, but you're the one I'm not to blame for broken Mary's vow. And I'm glad the vows you've broken, you've at last remembered now. Mary's vow forgotten is a debt you'll have to pay, for I realize I can never want you now. I thought at first I couldn't live without you being around, but you're the one I'm not to blame for broken marriage vows.
I am a shotgun rider for the San Jacinto line. The desert is my brother, my skin is cracked and dry. I was riding on a full coach, and everything was fine till we took a shorter road to save some time. The bandits only fired once, they shot me in the chest. They may have wounded me, but they'll never get the best of better men. 'Cause I'll ride again. I am a river gambler, I make a living dealing cards. My clothes are smooth and honest, my heart is cold and hard. I was shuffling for some Delta boys on a boat for New Orleans. I was the greatest shark they'd ever seen. But the captain bumped a sandbar and an ace fell from my sleeve. They threw me overboard as I swore I didn't cheat. But I could swim, and I'll ride again.
We are heroes of the homeland, America's remains. We live in many faces and answer many names. We will not be forgotten, we won't be left behind. Our memories live on.
Best farmer, I make a living off the land. I ride a John Deere tractor, I'm a liberated man. But the rain, it hasn't fallen since the middle of July, and if it don't come soon, my crops will die. The bankman says he likes me, but there's nothing he can do. He tells me that he's coming, but the clouds are coming too. He ain't my friend, and I'll ride again.
I am an American Indian, my tribe is Cherokee. My forefathers loved this land, they left it here for me. When the white man came with boats and trains and dirty factories, poisoned my existence with his deed. Nature is our mother, we are sucklings at her breast. He who tries to beat her down will lose her to the rest. They'll never win. I'll ride again.
We are heroes.
And Murray's coming up next with the He Thinks I Still Care. And then Lefty Frizzell after that with Honey Baby Hurry, Bring Your Sweet Self Back to Me. And then Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys. Oh, yeah, it's the father of bluegrass. He's going to do Sweetheart, You Done Me Wrong.
Just because I ask a friend about him, just because I spoke his name somewhere, just because I rang his number by mistake today, where the memory of him lingers everywhere, just because I'm not the happy girl I used to be, he thinks I still.
Listen, oh my darling, please listen and hear me, and take those feet of yours and come to me, so you can take those arms of yours and squeeze me. I'd be so happy, things would be right, for you could take those lips of yours and kiss me all the night. So hurry, darling, I'm in misery. Yes, yes, hurry and bring your sweet self back to me. Smile with those eyes of yours, tell me you care. Then take those hands of yours and run through my hair. And love me, darling, both night and day. Well, I know just what you'll do, sweetheart, if you feel the same old way. You'll hurry, honey, my sweet baby. Oh, yes, you'll hurry and bring your sweet self back to me. Take those ears of yours, hear what I say. Then take those things of yours and head my way. And don't be slow, hon, please hurry up. Oh, catch a plane, because a train just ain't fast enough. You've been away, dear, too long, you see. Oh, yes, yes, please, please, hurry, bring your sweet self back to me.
Coming at us now by Lonesome River Band, Perfume, Powder, and Lead's the first one, and then Heyday, and the last one, the three, is The Old Man in the Shanty.
We were married in the spring. She didn't want for anything but loving husband. A little cabin close to town. Now working hard out on the farm and coming into all her charm, until the one day when the stranger came around. It starts to rain, can't work no more. Run through the porch, open the door. To their surprise, I realized their little game. What was I supposed to do? Well, I could tell he'd been with you. It made me mad, and I just couldn't stand the pain. I can't believe what I have done. I killed them.
she was the only one. I smelled the perfume, the powder, and the lead. As I turn and start to stagger towards the door, I heard her take her final breath. I knew my sentence would be death, and so I threw that smoking gun onto the floor. Now I sit here in this jail, and my life in hell, well, since that awful, dreadful crime that I had to do. And all her love she vowed to me, another man there'll never be. And in the end, I'll have to die for loving you. I can't believe what I have done.
Thank you.
a little sleepy, but I'm still alive. Still good for a Sunday drive. Folks pass through and I wanna say, you should have seen this place in my heyday. Man, you should have seen this place. State champ 78, still painted on my water tank.
Stands a shanty in a field there all alone. A worn out burlap sack's hanging over the window, and the smoke from an old wood burning stove. In the shanty lives an old man from nowhere. Well, the only name I ever knew was Reed. Mama said he was a drunkard in her childhood, and how she wished that he'd just pack his things and leave. Don't you go near the shanty, son, the old man's got a gun, and when he gets to drinking, he'll shoot it just for fun. But they never knew that I was the old man's only friend. The old man in the shanty, how I still remember him. Sneak out of my window, and he'd be waiting in the shanty by the door with a plate of bacon, eggs, and homemade bread and butter that he made for me on that old wood burning stove. And he told me how he came about living there, and how his family died that awful day. Now the only thing he turned to was a bottle. Ever since had he left the bottle of. Don't you go near the shanty, son, the old man's got a gun, and when he gets to drinking, he'll shoot it just for fun. But they never knew that I was the old man's only friend. The old man in the shanty, how I still remember him. Last time that I saw him, oh yes, that old bar finally won. With a dying breath he looked up towards the ceiling, said, God forgive me for all that I've done. Well, I buried him in the place that he showed me. I said a prayer and sang a song as I done. No one ever knew or realized what it happened. The old man had finally up and gone. Don't you go near the shanty, son, the old man's got a gun, and when he gets to drinking, he'll shoot it just for fun. But nobody knew that I was the old man's only friend. The old man in the shanty, how I still remember him. He's just an old man in the shanty, how I still remember him.
Yeah, Lonesome River Band is definitely my favorite bluegrass band these days. Got several albums out. Verge downloaded a couple of those songs he did the other day. And yeah, we'll try to get more for you. Coming up now, we have Merle Haggard with Rainbow Stew, Ryan Millsap with Happy, Happy Birthday, Baby. Ooh, Friday's my birthday. I got to play this for myself. And then Barbie Benton with Brass Buckles. Here's Merle.
We'll be right back.
There's a big brown cloud in the city and the countryside to sin. The price of life is too high to give up. It's gotta come down again. But worldwide war is over and done, and the dream of peace comes true. We'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. When we find out how to burn water and the gasoline car is gone, when an airplane flies without any fuel and the sunlight heats our home. But one of these days when the air clears up and the sun comes shining through, we'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. Eating rainbow stew in a silver spoon underneath that sky of blue. We'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. All right, Marky. Here comes Don. Don't have to get high to get happy. Just think about what's in store. When people start doing what they ought to be doing, then they won't be booing no more. When a president goes through the White House door, does what he says he'll do, we'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. Eating rainbow stew in a silver spoon underneath that sky of blue. We'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew. Eating rainbow stew in a silver spoon underneath that sky of blue. We'll all be drinking free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew.
Happy, happy birthday, baby. Although you're with somebody new, thought I'd drop a line to say that I wish this happy day would find me beside you. Happy, happy birthday, baby. No, I can't call you my baby. Seems like years ago we met on a day I can't forget, 'cause that's when we fell in love. Didn't spoil your birthday. I know I'm acting kind of crazy, so I'll close this note to you with good luck and wishes too. Happy, happy birthday.
I know I'm acting kinda crazy, so I'll close this note to you with good luck and wishes too. Happy, happy birthday, baby.
She outgrew brass buckles on her shoes. By 12, she was spilling out her jeans. With a mind young and wild and a body the devil styled, she could make a man do anything. She was old enough to try anything that crossed her mind. She liked anything that caught her eye, like big diamond rings and shiny limousines, 'cause the devil never gave her a chance to be a child. She outgrew brass buckles on her shoes. By 12 she was spilling out her jeans. With a mind young and wild and a body that the devil styled, she could make a man do anything. Atlanta underground can get a young girl down. She just had to make her dreams come true. On every movie screen you can see this country queen. She's a centerfold of Playboy magazine. She outgrew brass buckles on her shoes. By 12 she was spilling out her jeans. With a mind young and wild and a body that the devil styled, she could make a man do anything. Oh, she outgrew brass buckles on her shoes. By 12 she was spilling out her jeans. With a mind young and wild and a body that the devil styled, she could make a man do anything. She outgrew brass buckles on her shoes. By 12 she was spilling out her jeans. With a mind young and wild and a body that the devil styled, she could make a man do anything. She outgrew brass buckles on her shoes. By 12 she was spilling out her jeans. With a mind young and wild.
And taking us to the top of the hour, we have For the Good Times, that old cover, Everybody's Done. And Chris Thompson's doing this one. After that, My Poor Heart, that's Alison Krauss in Union Station. And I think there's a little bit of time for Just As I Am, that's Willie Nelson.
Don't look so sad, I know it's over, but life goes on, and this old world will keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window, and make believe you love me one more time. For the good times, I'll get along. find another, and I'll be here if you should find you ever need me. Don't say a word about tomorrow or forever. There'll be time enough for sadness when you leave me. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window. Make believe you love me one more time. For the good times,
ladies and gentlemen, the extraordinary Alison Krauss and Union Station, featuring this year's Musician of the Year, Jerry Douglas.
Welcome to very well.